Hello and welcome back once again to A Place to Grow. Every weekday, Pastor Stephen R. Hill of Spirit Life Church in Hurst, Texas has a life-changing message that will help you to determine God's destiny for your life. This program will help you to identify and use the gifts that God has given you. God has a wonderful plan for your life. Now here's Pastor Steve.
Let's look at Mark 1 and 22. Mark 1 and verse 22.
And they were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority and not as the scribes.
Jesus did not represent himself, nor did he give his own opinion about anything. Now, I want you to think about this. When you stand in the gifting of a teacher, once again, the supernatural enablement from the Holy Spirit is upon you to declare the truth. When you deviate to your own suppositions and your own ideas, people cannot discern this is what you think. They think it's what God is saying. We are accountable for our behavior with the gifts that God has given us. Only teach what God's word states. Now, saints, I can tell you, the Bible says that false teachers have gone into the world. The Bible states that in the last days, that there would be doctrines of devils. And I can tell you this, that the devil is looking at every preacher and every teacher, and yes, every child of God who has been given a spiritual platform to put deception in their lips. Only teach what God's word declares, not your opinion. Mark 1 and 20 two states, Jesus taught them as one that had authority, but that authority was the authority of the word of the living God. How about serving? Let's turn to Mark chapter 10 and verse 45. Mark chapter 10 and 45. You are serving God when you serve others. Do it with all of your heart.
For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many.
Jesus said, the Son of Man came not to be served. There are a lot of Christians who have come to be served. There are a lot of individuals who think that when they come to church, they have really landed at Burger King, where you should be able to have it your way. Saints, the Bible says that Jesus did not even come to be served. He came to serve. Often when individuals approach me and they say, how can I serve you? Most of the time I say, pray for me. That's how you can serve me, is by praying for me. Jesus said, I did not come to be served, but to serve. Now that's an interesting statement, saints, because if we look in our churches, we see that perhaps 80% of the people there have come to be served through the preaching and the praise and worship and the wonderful presence of God, and perhaps 20% or less are doing all the serving with all of the different ministries. Jesus is our example. We are not to come to church to be served. We are to come to church to serve the Lord. How about exhortation? Remember, every individual is important to God. So rely heavily on the Holy Spirit for direction. Let's turn to John chapter 4, and let's begin at verse 4. And we're going to read this story about how Jesus personally took time to meet with a woman at a well, because every individual person is important to God.
And he must needs go through Samaria. Then cometh he to a city of Samaria, which is called Sychar, near the parcel of ground that Jacob gave to his son Joseph. Now Jacob's well was there. Jesus, therefore, being wearied with his journey, sat thus on the well, and it was about the sixth hour. There cometh a woman of Samaria to draw water. Jesus saith unto her, Give me a drink. For his disciples were gone away unto the city to buy meat. Then saith the woman of Samaria unto him, How is it that thou, being a Jew, askest drink of me, which am a woman of Samaria? For the Jews have no dealings with the Samaritans.
Now look at Jesus as he's beginning to witness to this woman. He knew the deepest need of this woman's life was for a personal encounter with God. And those of you who are exhorters, God will guide and direct you into the path of people to begin to minister to them about the gospel. But notice Jesus' approach. He didn't begin by talking to her about religious things at all. He said, Will you give me something to drink? And that amazed the woman because she said, You're Jewish. Jews don't usually even talk to Samaritans. I'm surprised. Saints, God uses exhorters in a special way. He places within them something that it does not matter who the person is and what they've done. When they speak to them, they speak to them as though they're the greatest saint in the world. If you know an exhorter, everybody is their friend. You remember this about Jesus. The scribes and the Pharisees got so upset with Jesus because they said, He's a friend of winebibbers and sinners. Jesus would sit down and talk to the prostitutes. He talked to the winebibbers. He talked to people who that the religious people thought were sinners. That gift of exhortation accepts everybody. And so here Jesus has not come out with a religious conversation. He simply said, Will you please give me something to drink? Continue.
Jesus answered and said unto her, If thou knewest the gift of God, and who it is that saith to thee, Give me to drink, that thou would have asked of him, and he would have given unto thee living water.
Now Jesus begins. Now that he's gotten her curiosity and he's gotten her attention, he begins to talk about spiritual things. And he says to this woman, If you knew who was talking to you, you'd be asking me for a drink instead of me asking you for a drink. This is fascinating. I want you to think about this conversation. Now, this is the Lord Jesus Christ witnessing to a Samaritan woman. Can I tell you this? In Jesus' time, men were not even seen speaking to women alone. In the time Jesus lived in, women and men did not speak to each other alone. In the East, things are still very similar today. Think of this. 2,000 years ago, Jesus meets a woman at the well and he starts up a conversation. He gets her interest and then he throws the line out a little bit more by getting her curiosity up. This woman had a great curiosity also for men. We're going to find out about that. Continue.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, thou hast nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence hast thou that, thou living water? Art thou greater than our father Jacob, which gave us the well, and drank thereof himself, and his children, and his cattle? Jesus answered, and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life.
The woman responded to Jesus, Sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. From whence then hast thou the living water? How can you obtain the water when you have nothing to reach down and get it with? Are you greater than our father Jacob? For he gave us the well, and he's drank here himself and his children and all of his cattle. Now, this can be seen in several ways. Jesus answered and said unto her, Whosoever drinketh of this water shall thirst again. But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst. But the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life. Verse 15.
The woman saith unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Exhorters recognize the Holy Spirit is going to use you in conversation. Recognize when the time has come to address the issue of Jesus Christ and accepting him as Lord and Savior.
Thank you for joining us today for A Place to Grow. Here's Pastor Steve with a special invitation for you.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve, and each of us have a prophetic destiny. Every person born is simply searching for the why and the how of their existence. Everyone wants to know, why am I here? And how do I accomplish my true purpose? Well, the why and the how of our existence can only be found in God, our Creator. The Bible says, know that the Lord, He is God. It is He who has made us and not we ourselves. Your purpose is discovered by receiving Jesus Christ as Savior and Lord. And you will never gain greater satisfaction in life than to serve your true purpose. I want to personally invite you to our worship service this Sunday at 10 a.m. It's one of the ways that I know that you're listening. I would love to shake your hand and pray for you. I am certain that the service will encourage you and prepare you for the coming week. A church that's alive is worth the drive.
Spirit Life Church is located in the middle of the Mid-Cities at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst. We offer a safe environment. Get more information at our website, aplacetogrow.org. Now let's get back into today's message.
There will be a temptation for an exhorter to listen to the words that they're saying, because those words are anointed words. They are great speakers. They are able to articulate with such grandeur that they can get lost in listening to what they're saying. Individuals follow exhorters around, just waiting for them to give them a nugget of truth, waiting for them to inspire them to do something. Don't get so caught up in what you're saying that you forget the punchline and why you're really there. Close the deal. Don't carry it out till tomorrow. Well, I tell you what, I'll call you back tonight. I tell you what, if you're back here tomorrow at the well, I've got something to tell you that's even more dynamic than what we just talked about. Remember your purpose. Remember, Jesus said, I have not come to represent myself, but I've come to represent the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. This woman was ready. Now, listen to what Jesus did. Now the prophetic in Jesus comes out.
Jesus saith unto her, go call your husband and come here.
Stop. You see, Jesus flowed in all of the gifts. First, he's working in the exaltation gift. And he got all interested. And now it looks like he's ready to close the deal with salvation. But then the prophetic gift steps in and steps on her toes, actually breaks her ankle. Because with the prophetic gifts, Jesus says, oh, you want to receive this gift that I'm talking about? You want to receive the water? Great. Call your husband. He needs some too. Continue.
The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said unto her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and he whom you now have is not your husband, in that sayest thou truly.
Now, saints, listen. This is the reason why prophetic people have few friends. It's bad enough Jesus is only talking to one woman there. He's about to lose this one. People with the gift of prophecy can have a lot of friends until they open their mouth. Because there's something inside of them that has to get right to the truth. Jesus knew that when he met the woman, she wasn't ready to deal with truth at that time. So he used the gift of exhortation. Will you give me something to drink? But after she said, yes, I want what you have, the prophetic gift stepped out of Jesus and said, then let's deal with some issues. Are you ready? The truth is, many people are not ready for you if you have the prophetic gift. And that's why you get in trouble. What did she respond, Steve?
The woman saith unto him, sir, I perceive that thou art a prophet.
That's all she could say. You're here talking all about my personal life? You took me by surprise. You were so nice originally, and now all of a sudden you're getting in my business? What can I say except, sir, I perceive you must be a prophet. And what else do you know about me? Continue.
Our fathers worshipped in this mountain, and ye say that in Jerusalem is the place where men ought to worship. Jesus said unto her, woman, believe me, the hour cometh when ye shall neither in this mountain nor yet at Jerusalem worship the Father. Ye worship what you know not. We know that what we worship for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour cometh, and now is, when the true worshipers shall worship the Father in spirit and in truth, for the Father seeketh such to worship him.
See, exhorters, you need to start out with winning them. But don't get lost in that. Realize that there's a real purpose for you speaking with this individual. In verse 25, the woman said, I know that Messiah is coming, which is called the Christ. Jesus got right to the point and said, I am he that is speaking to you. And as a result, many in Samaria were saved by that one conversation, God is concerned about every individual. And the individual that you touch, you have no idea how many other people their lives are going to touch. Giving, the gift of giving. If you have that gift, always give to promote the gospel, and let every offering given represent a part of you. In John 6 and 51, Jesus said, "The bread which I give you will be my own flesh, which I will give for the life of the world." Ruling. If your gift is ruling, remember, people are more important to God than projects. Become a servant leader as Jesus modeled. In John 13 and verse 5, it states, "And Jesus poured water in a basin and began to wash their feet and wipe them with a towel." Jesus began to wash his own disciples' dirty feet. Now, at that time, they didn't have lace-up shoes like we have and socks to wear. They walked through the dusty ground. So Jesus was not just doing a little exercise to give an illustration alone. He was physically washing their dirty feet. If God has called you to the place of leadership, then he expects you to wash up some of the dirty things that you might find in a person's life and not tell others about it. That's a responsibility of leadership that he's given you. Mercy. If you have that gift of mercy, always be guided by God's word and not your own emotions. Luke chapter 17 and 14 is very interesting. The lepers cried out for healing. Jesus answered and said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." And as they went, they were healed. Now, why did Jesus do this? Because the law stated if a man was cleansed from leprosy, he must show himself to the priest. Never substitute compassion for obedience. You can never be right if you disobey God's word, no matter how many people you help and how you help them. In Proverbs 3 and 3, it states, "Let not mercy and truth forsake thee." You will find favor in the sight of God and in the sight of man. The gifts that God has placed within you are for his service. They indicate the direction that God has pointed you in to fulfill your call. Use them with all of your heart. But remember, in using them, you're really representing the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you for being with us today for A Place to Grow. If you were moved by today's message, you can download a copy for free by going to our website, aplacetogrow.org, and click on Audio Messages. Our new website makes listening and downloading faster and more simple than ever. And if you would like to help keep this radio ministry alive, you can make a gift offering right there online. That's aplacetogrow.org. Today's message was part two of Your Gifts and Your Purpose. Now, Pastor Steve has a prayer for you.
Heavenly Father, we thank you for your love, your mercy, and your grace. And even as we enter into this new year, we enter in with anticipation that you will be with us once again. Father, even as we draw near to you, through these lessons on prayer, we just pray, oh God, that you'll touch every person. Lord, we pray that you will remember, Lord, those who are sick. Heal all those, Lord.
who are seeking total healing in their bodies. Father, we just believe today that you will bless us this year and make this the best year we've ever had. In Jesus' name, amen.
Well, we hope you were touched by today's message. We are honored to have you with us and look forward to seeing you at our Spirit-filled worship service every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. At Spirit Life Church, we strive to create a welcoming and safe space for everyone to experience God's presence. Stay connected with us throughout the week by visiting our Spirit Life Church International YouTube channel and Facebook page, where you'll find uplifting messages and lots more. Spirit Life Church is located at 1860 Precinct Line Road in Hearst, Texas. For more details, head to our website at aplacetogrow.org. And don't forget to join us every weekday at 4 p.m. and on Sunday afternoons at 2:30 right here on Bible School Radio, 91.3 KDKR.